Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC on this Monday evening. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here, and we are kicking off the first full week of August here as we have Head Coach Bob Howard of the Webster City Lynx on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome.
So as we take a look at your squad, obviously some key graduations from a year ago. Ty McKinney, he is gone, as is C.J. Hisler. Do return a very good back in Jackson Cherry from a season ago. And unlike going into last season, you return a good chunk of your offensive line. And just looking at the offensive side of the football, who are some players that you look at and have a feeling that they're really going to step up and be big producers for your squad?
Well, since we haven't played anybody or even had a practice yet,
yeah,
everything's just weight room stuff. Mm-hmm. But, Brandon Lahr is 10 or 15 pounds bigger than he was last year, and he's a returning starter at guard. And Josh Stansfield was our starting center last year. He's going to move and play a different spot, but he's over 200 now, and he has experience, which I guess is the main thing I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. Landon Griffin started all last year, and he is much different physically than he was even a year ago. He'll be in a guard. Sam Youngdale started first part of the season last year. He had a fantastic off season and had a great team camp, and he'll be one of the tackles. Shannon Sinclair will be a senior at center, who's worked very hard to get to earn his time now, and he had a really good camp as well. And the other tackle will be a sophomore, I hope. We'll see. Cole Nornberg should be in that spot. He looked good at team camp, and he got better as we went. But he certainly has the size and the strength and the intelligence. He needs experience. Neither one of the Nornberg boys have played a lot of football, and they've got a lot of ceiling for both of them. So. And a big deal up front is having Keegan Hisler back at tight end. He's one of the best ones I've ever had. A great blocker. And Trevin Lyons and Jesse Crutcher both return at split end. And they also started last year, rotated, and were very good blockers. And so, which, of course, is the main thing mm-hmm. that we're looking for. So up front, it's a lot different deal than it was last year or even the year before when we went into both those years with very few. Well, actually, last year, all seven were new across the front. And this year, almost all of them have experience, and I think have good experience.
And looking at the defensive side of the ball, you talk about new experience. Your front seven is going to have a lot of new experience with the interior of that defensive line all graduated, a good chunk of your linebacking core, and even your secondary saw graduations as well. And how has the process gone, at least in the offseason? Like you say, you've only seen the weight room progress, but how has that on paper looked to fill the roles of some key seniors that graduated defensively?
Well, I think we'll be fine. And not because the guys that graduated weren't any good. It's just we've got kids there, and there may be more by committee up front. We will for sure miss Connor Hansen, who's a 4-year starter in the defensive line for us and was a big playmaker. But we've got, Lahr will play in there. Griffin's going to play in there. Stansfield will be a defensive end and rotate both the Nornbergs, Bo and Cole. Lucky Sengfong had a very good team camp at nose, who will be a real surprise that nobody will know anything about if he continues to play. Jake Rowmiller. So we've got a bunch of kids in there. It'll be more by committee anyway, mm-hmm. and keeping people off the linebackers. The linebackers, with Keegan back at one of them and Jaden Weinzettel at 20 pounds bigger than he was last year, and at the other linebacker, in Jackson Cherry in the middle. The linebacker course should be pretty good. And Nixon, Cale Nixon started 4 or 5 different spots last year on defense, and he'll be at one of the safeties. And Luke Estlin is moving up into a weak safety position, and he did a real good job at camp. I think he'll be very solid there. And Trevin's back at one of the corners. The other corner will be a new player who remains to be seen. We have a couple of kids played at camp and looked very good, but we'll wait and see on that. And Briar Claver's back out for football, which is a huge get, and he'll be the free safety.
And taking a look at your schedule coming up, obviously you guys are finally back down to Class 3 after 2 years in 4A, but you guys start off with essentially a 4A non-district schedule with teams like Fort Dodge, North Polk, Spencer, and a West Delaware team that is 3A, but a very a perennial power 3A program before you get into your Class 3A district. And looking at the schedule, you know, from start to finish, what are some things that stand out to you about the quality of some of the teams that you will be playing in 2023?
Well, it's a very tough schedule. Every year it seems to get better, and this year's non-district schedule is really tough. You know, I have Fort Dodge leading off Fort Dodge, and then of course Spencer, North Polk, and West Delaware are all playoff teams from last year. So that, you know, that's going to be a very challenging schedule to begin with. And in the district, other than Humble, basically what we know in the district is all the stuff we get to read and see and everything on social media. If you go by that stuff, we'll be lucky if we score. But it'll be a challenging district for sure. And it's the most loaded athletically that the conference has been in the 16 years I've been here, where you have so many teams that have you know, good athletes. You can see it in basketball and wrestling, and now we'll see it in football. So that's going to be every week's going to be a big deal. Staying healthy, just like always, is huge.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and won't be long before we're talking to you again before the week one matchup with Fort Dodge.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that was Bob Howard, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx. Here on our Coach Speak, we have South Hamilton coach Paul Scartweed on the way next.